The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. Happy Tuesday, wherever you are around the world, and a world under siege, I might add, from many different locations. There are, of course, the aberrant human beings, and in the case of crime and criminality, we have never had more fascinating program content than that which David John Oates has brought forward with Christian Cadieu, having to do with criminals having their speech reversed. What we have heard in the last several visits is really amazing. And I would urge all of you in the archives to go back and take a listen. We're going to look tonight at a story, a very dark story. It was a CIA or one of those intel agencies. I guess we'll call it an MK Ultra operation. Jim Jones. Remember Jim Jones? Jonestown. Mass murder, mass mind control, just a test, as they say, and probably a whole lot more. David, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm functional. Thank you. Thank you very much. Doing all right.
Good.
And Christian, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. Glad to have you along. This is going to be an interesting one. Most criminals... most are acting, shall we say, either in an organization like the mafia or they're freelancers. We don't get criminality usually exposed as having coming from American taxpayer-supported governmental agencies. Tonight is an exception to that. Jim Jones and Jonestown. Tell us, Christian, a little bit more about Jim Jones.
All right, so for those of you that are unfamiliar to Jim Jones, what I can tell you is that Jim Jones was a very, needless to say, a very unique individual that was, as a child growing up, his influence was reading books and studying the works of Stalin, of Marx, of Hitler. Jim Jones would have...
That's kind of like a Man for All Seasons. Those are rather diametrically opposed philosophies.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And he was... Jim Jones would then... he would take animals. And I know we've discussed this in the past about individuals. And certainly there's that notion that... the early signs of a serial killer is the cruelty to animals. Well, there is some truth to that with Jim Jones as well, because Jim Jones, there were, on one separate occasion, there is a record of him taking a cat, stabbing it to death, and then having a funeral for this particular cat. Now, growing up,
Jim Jones psychopath was, with a conscience. I like that.
But growing up, Jim Jones was obsessed with two things: religion and death. And religion and death. This was his greatest obsession.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he proved it at the very end in November 18th, 1978. But growing up, I mean, he was just a very interesting and unique individual going through his adolescence and into his teen years. He would stand on the corners preaching. He was very, very much into African American and integration with, I mean, they were the first people, him and his wife were the first people in Indiana, the first white couple in the history of Indiana to adopt a African American baby. So the African American community embraced Jim Jones, and he started off with the People's Temple in San Francisco. And then he gained his followers. But Jim Jones was a very, despite the evilness, he was extremely intelligent, because he catered and he took advantage of the economically impoverished individuals that lived in these particular areas. And these individuals were his parishioners, his disciples, and they followed him eventually down to Guyana, and they became members of Jonestown. And this guy is absolutely pure evil. When I say, I know we've done Dahmer, we've done Richard Ramirez, we've discussed John Gotti and Richard Kuklinski, and absolutely the criminality factor is huge with these people. But there is something, like you stated before, Jeff, there is something in this person's mind like that David and I have never, ever seen before. This is, and it's, it, the hairs on the back of your neck will stand up, because today's show, not just the reversals, but there is, David has a surprise that is paranormal based, which is just going to blow the socks off everybody.
All right, well,
yes, which I didn't even tell Jeff.
No, before. I better go put my socks on then, huh?
Yeah.
All right, now here's the version that I'm familiar with, and I'll be interested to see if there are any insights into the idea that this was clearly an MK Ultra op. Jones was used. He was everything you said he is. There were also stories that these people were largely surrounded down there at the Kool-Aid party and were shot. They were mowed down, massacred, and there were no autopsies, of course. But this was a mass execution down there, as much as a mass suicide. In other words, they wanted to make sure that the experiment was concluded once and for all down there. And I've read several accounts of people describing how there were perimeter shooters, and anyone trying to run was immediately shot down. We'll see if there's anything in the reversals to support or substantiate those stories, but that is, as I understand it, the gist of the end of Jim Jones and his followers. Go ahead, David.
Interesting. I didn't know any of that, so there we go. All right, so what I've got is reversals on a 45-minute tape, a recording of the last 45 minutes of the cult. And you can hear Jim Jones preaching, encouraging his followers to drink the Kool-Aid. You can hear cries and screams in the background.
Yeah.
The whole thing's really quite spooky. And then, and then right at the very end, it goes deathly quiet. And you know everyone's dead. And then the recording finishes. All right, so here's some. So let's look at reversals on this recording. So here's the first one.
He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. But people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain, you know.
Okay, he's talking about Congressman Jim Ryan, who came to see them, okay? So.
Okay, now that was Jim Jones.
Yeah.
And then yeah, it sounds Jim Jones, pretty yeah. spooky already. Jim Wright, congressman, longtime congressman, went down there to Jonestown to visit him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I vaguely remember this. There was some kind of an inquiry. There were, you know, people were whispering. Go ahead.
Yeah, he also, made a public announcement that if anyone wanted to leave the cult, they could come with him as he flew back to America. And some did go with him.
Right.
But Jones's followers or whoever it was shot them all at the airport. So they were.
Okay, see? This right there that suggests a connection to the scenario that I'm familiar with, which was that there were shooters in the dark all around and silencers, and they just took people out who tried to run.
Right. Yeah.
That is true. That is true. There's been many cases. Yeah. Of that.
That's fascinating. I forgot about that completely, David. How was it that?
That was the trigger for the whole suicide, was this murder of Congressman Ryan and Jones. Well, according to my understanding, you could differently understand than I do, you know more about the case, but according to my understanding, it was that the murder of Congressman Ryan that really spurred him on to encourage them all to suicide.
Right. I remember they were at that funky little airport. And, that's right.
Yeah, it was called the Port Kaituma Airstrip, and that's where five people died. It was, who was it? It was Senator Ryan, NBC reporter Don Harris, the NBC cameraman Bob Brown, San Francisco Examiner photographer Greg Robinson, and one of the temple members, Patricia Parks. Now, surviving that was soon to be future Congresswoman, who is now Congress, Jackie Speer.
And interesting.
She was Ryan's assistant.
Bob Brown was a very kind of a famous news photographer back then. I remember that now. Leo Ryan served in Congress from 1973. Until he was murdered in 78 there. But hard to know what was really going on, but let's find out. All right. You want to play that forward again. Yeah.
And then now you know the context, you can get the forward. So here we go.
He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. But people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. And not take our death in vain, you know.
Wow. Spooky forwards. And backwards says, Wolf, this wrath will beat them.
Wolf, this wrath will beat them.
Wolf, this wrath will beat them.
You got that?
Wolf, this wrath will beat them.
Wrath.
That's an unusual word.
Well, yeah, but
for reversals,
I'm a student of the Bible, the wrath of God. He saw himself as God's instrument, and you'll see that as we go through the reversals. This wrath will beat them. And here we have another one.
Agitator. I like agitation because you got to see two sides of one issue, two sides of a question.
Here he simply says, the shock with our sister.
Mr. Chalk with our sister.
And then I thought, what does he mean by that? But then I heard him referring to the people as brothers and sisters, and he actually uses the word brother coming along too. So,
mm-hmm.
so the trauma that they are experiencing, this wrath that he is visiting. See, wrath implies a judgment of God visiting upon you. So he saw himself as visiting God's wrath upon them, and that will beat them. He was highly motivated. That's the wolf. So, and here we have another one.
We got in an emergency. They gave you a code to let them know.
No, they didn't. They gave us the code that they'd let us know of an issue, not us create an issue for them.
Okay. He had his followers believe that the Russians were going to take them all. And this is one of his followers talking to him about the Russians. Aren't they going to come? Are they going to save us? And he says, no. He says backwards, but I led the walk. It's so vague.
The walk being the whole assemblage of people down there, the whole cult.
Yeah, that's right. The whole Jonestown movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so vague. There was no sort of purpose behind it. It's so vague. You know, I created this thing, but what is it? He seems a little bit lost.
Well, I think we have to look beyond that to other potentials, like I mentioned earlier. This was apparently a government operation. Jones probably didn't know.
Yeah, but, you know what, Jeff? I don't know if anyone's aware of this, but Jim Jones was sending suitcases of money to the Russian embassy in Guyana.
No.
Didn't know that. Wow.
No.
All right, here's the next one. Yeah, I don't think Jim Jones was aware of it. I mean,
no, I didn't.
I could be wrong as we go through his reversals. I could be wrong, but I see himself, the whole thing I got from the reversals, he sees himself as delusional. Well, he's a delusional cult leader who's wreaking God's vengeance on his congregation to send them to heaven. And I got reversals to back all of that up. So,
Okay.
All right. So here's the next one.
They give us a code. You can check on there and see if it's on the code. You can check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately, otherwise we die. I don't know what else you say to these people.
You know, check with Russia to see if it'll take us, and he says, but let's forget the beast with the show. Oh, now that's an interesting one. Let's forget the beast with the show.
He's, you know, he speaks so slowly forward, and yet the reversals, that's a very sprightly delivery of a reversal. That's quick.
Actually, that's interesting, because a lot of his reversals are quick. I actually had to throw quite a few out because they were too fast.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the beast with the show, could that refer to an MK Ultra operation? I don't know. And here he's talking with a cult leader, Christine, who doesn't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20 odd. That's a small
20 odd. 20 odd.
Now, this is an interesting reversal in terms of the tense it uses. He says, this is on Jim Jones, he says, fell later, my honey. Fell later, my honey.
Fell in my honey.
Fell in my honey.
There it is.
Fell in my honey.
Of course, they did all fall, but that was about 10 minutes away. But so it's interesting he uses a past tense, fell later, my honey. It's a strange
That's an odd...
Use of,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Odd grammar, which I rarely see in reverse speech. So
Jim Jones, his wife, and his nurse were the only ones that did not drink the Kool-Aid with the cyanide. Those three died from GSW, gunshot wounds. So... maybe that's associated, possibly.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. And here we got next one.
Do you think Russia's going to want? No, not going to. You think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma?
And here he says, "No one knows. It's so heavy."
No one knows. It's so heavy.
No one knows. It's so heavy.
See, there it is. That fast reversal again.
No one is so busy.
no one knows it's so heavy. In other words, he's carrying a heavy burden and no one understands or no one knows a burden.
But I don't know that I've run across this before. Someone speaking so slowly and deliberately in normal forward speech, and yet the reversals are really amped up and ramped up and very quick. And would that not suggest some dichotomy in his consciousness and his subconscious that is a little unusual?
Has to be. He was heavily drugged. I mean, he had animal tranquilizer in his blood.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had. The coroner's report showed that he had high toxic levels of psychotropic barbiturates in his system, and the average individual that would just kill. So, if that was being prescribed to him, or he was taking it legally or illegally, I don't know, but the coroner's report did in fact reflect that. It indicated high levels of psychotropic barbiturates.
Interesting. That would slow his speech down, of course.
Would it slow his subconscious reversals down, though? That's
they're not directly. Hasn't.
No.
Like I said, I had to throw quite a few out. They were just too fast. I could hear them. Huh. But I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to go public with that. Some of the ones I had to. So I threw quite a few out. All right, so here's the next one.
Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies.
And here he says, sad be our brother.
Sad be our brother.
Sad be our brother.
Yeah.
There's no B in there.
Oh, what do you hear? Sad our brother. You just hear sad our brother.
It's a vowel of some kind. Let's listen to it again.
Sad our brother.
Sad our brother.
Sad. There's a little syllable in the sad dr brother. I'll go with sad our brother. He just drug sad our out. Sad our brother.
Yeah, well, it means the same thing either way. You know, he's appealing to the brothers and sisters. And here we have an interesting reversal. That this one gave me the creeps, actually. You wouldn't think so from the wording of it, but when you think about what happened, it gives me the creeps.
I'm the best friend you'll ever have.
And when he says, I'm the best friend you ever have, he says, we have heaven.
We have heaven.
Clear as day.
Clear, very, very clear.
Why does it freak me out so much? Yeah.
Do we have, how much do we have? Do we have a lot of reversals?
A lot.
All right, we're going to keep going, Todd. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to get these out. I want you to play that one again, please, forward and back. That was really good.
Yeah, that just really creeped me out when I found that. I had to go and make a cup of coffee. Here's the four. And reversal don't freak me out very much nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
This one did. So here's the forwards.
I'm the best friend you'll ever have.
We have heaven.
We have heaven.
We have heaven.
That's congruent, isn't it? He's the best thing we've ever had. And he's,
He's good. I'm sure Hitler was congruent too, but he's administering the wrath of God to the brothers and sisters on his walk that he has led that is so vague.
Well, I think this had to do with, a mind control study on how people could be talked into suicide as a group. Well, they were studying that. It's all about programming.
They practice it. They had mock suicide evenings. It was called something of the White Knights, and they would do mock suicide.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, they were molded right into it. Okay, go ahead, David.
Okay, so here's the next one.
I practically died every day to give you peace, and you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while, but it's still not the kind of peace that I wanted to give you.
And here he says, on with fear. When you hear the word on in reverse speech, it means to turn it on, to make it happen. So, on with fear.
On with fear.
On with fear. On with fear.
So he's moving the operation forward, and he's thrown the switch, and he's turning the fear on.
You're absolutely right. And here's this one. This is a bit of a... This is a creepy reversal.
I practically died every day to give you peace, and you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while, but it's still
not the
kind of peace that I wanted to give you.
I'm sorry, that's the same forward section, sorry. And make you dead, but I'd never suffer.
Make you dead, but I'd never suffer.
It's all there. It's just fast. It's just fast.
He is fast. Wow. His reversals are fast.
What? One more time on that, because it is fast. Do the forward and the reverse. Go ahead.
Okay. So here's the forwards. Here's the forwards.
I practically died every day to give you peace, and you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while, but it's still not the kind of peace that I wanted to give you.
And the peace he wants to give them is to make them dead. But he's not going to suffer. He'll take himself out, or someone will take him out with a bullet. Maybe he planned to get away. I don't know. Make you dead, but I'd never suffer.
He said, make you dead, but I'd never suffer. In other words,
that's what I said.
Exactly right. He's got his ticket out of there one way or the other in his mind. I'd never suffer.
Right.
You're dead, right. But I'll never suffer.
That's right. Yeah.
So is this part of the op?
Yeah, that could very well be so. Maybe he planned to get away. It could very well be.
He had a weird speech impediment. He could not say the word peace. He had a problem with S-E. If you hear the word peace, it's almost peach. Listen to it. Listen to the forward, just for fun. It's really strange the way he says peace.
What, the one I just played?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So here we go.
Practically died every day to give you peace, and you. Practically died every day to give you peace, and you.
Oh yeah, I hear what you're hearing.
It's P-E-A-T-H, peeth, peeth.
Interesting. All right, here's the next one.
That's a sweet thought. Who said that?
I don't know what he's commenting on something, and he says, "I bless you. I feel sister." That's clear as. It's this weird.
It's loopy land for sure.
Someone leading 900 people to death with a.
How many died, Christian? What was the final number?
900. Okay. 909 died. 304 of them were children.
Yeah.
Now I don't know how you are with your numerology, Jeff, but I don't know the significance of 909 or 304. So if there is some type of numerology significance, maybe, who knows?
Well, but, nine's the complete number. It's a completion number.
Yeah, anyway, all right, next one.
Come on up and speak it again, honey. So come up and say it about what I talk about. It's taking off. No plane is taking off.
Okay, no plane is taken off. I think that's what he says. I think that's the force. Let's play that again.
No plane is taken off.
Okay, this is when Congressman Ryan's at the airport, okay? And backwards he says, honor gets an airport. Honor gets it. Clearly, he's talking about the raid on the airport.
Honor gets in the airport. I hear in. What do you hear?
Yeah. Okay. Ana gets in airport. Okay, let's do it again.
Ana gets in airport.
Oh, yeah.
No, the is there.
You're absolutely right.
It's all there. Ana gets in the airport. Yeah. Now, here's ABC News producer Bob Flick, who survived. He was shot. He survived the shooting, describing what happened at that airport. This is very interesting.
Oh, right.
The government is still shuttling troops to the scene of carnage 150 miles away. Shortly after Bob Flick was escorted by colleagues to a small jet, the huge U.S. transport plane sent here on a mercy mission.
Okay, let me back it up. Here's Bob Flick.
The shots rang out
in a small plane. He walked over to the terminal building to tell of 8 to 12 gunmen, white and black, all of them Americans, he said, opening fire on the congressman's group as they were preparing to fly from the airstrip at Port Kaituma.
And the congressman, when the shots rang out, dove behind the opposite wheel of the airplane from the gunfire and was hit almost immediately, and then shot by people walking through with the guns.
Now, Flick said four others were murdered the same way. He said 50 to 75 shots were fired by men he had seen before at the religious group's compound. He thought them to be members of the religious cult. The government is still...
Okay, there you go. So a little flashback.
Yeah, wow. Anyway, interesting. So, Ana, I mean, did Jones order it or was it an MKUltra operation? I don't know, but either way, he says it's honorable. Whatever happened, it's honor. Honor. He's doing the right thing. Okay?
Honor for Satan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Don't worry. You wait till I play you the EVP.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just gave it away, didn't I?
Yeah, but it's all right. It's a little teaser.
All right, okay. So here's the next one forwards.
Is there any way to call back? The immense amount of damage is going to be done. But I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people.
And you made them. I'm a family.
You made them. I'm a family.
You made them. I'm a family.
Yep.
You made them. I'm a family.
There's a little bit of glitch before. Sorry, a little bit of static before the word you. But, you know, brothers and sisters, I led them. You know, I'm on the walk. You know, I give you death. You're my family.
Yeah. And, that's the absolute mind control at work, no doubt.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But
yeah.
Both forward and reverse. So the people were hearing him and hearing his reversals without realizing it. We're getting further inculcated.
That's right. Yeah. I'm just watching the time here. I want to get through them all. I got some doozies. Here's a real interesting one that gives us some clue as to the power that he had. So here's the forwards.
I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said I was a man born out of due season. I've been born out of due season just like...
Absolute delusion forwards. And backwards he says he loves the whirlwind.
Whirlwind
is a universal energy. I talk a lot about it in my latest book that I just finished writing. And he was able to draw the people into this universal connection, mm-hmm. draw them all in into the whirlwind or to the energy or into
right.
his power.
Right,
and Hitler did the same thing with the whole swastika was all about the whirlwind.
The swastika was the official, and I believe it was a battalion, maybe it was a division insignia of a U.S. Army contingent.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Yeah,
they had to drop it in 1940, but that's an old image.
Oh, it's been around a long time. Anyway, he loves
the world. Let me say one thing. Hold on. It may be that my next guest is not going to be available. I don't know. So you guys can stay over after the top of the hour if we don't get through these. So don't rush. Unless I hear something in the next few minutes, we'll just go right into the next hour.
Oh, okay. I don't think we've got enough for a whole other hour, but we'll compromise. All right. So here's the next one. Well, then I'll slow down. I won't rush so quickly. So here's the next one.
And the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world.
So the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world. And backwards, he says, enormous that heaven.
He went on the test heaven.
In other words, leave the world, come to heaven with me.
See, he's that congruency is being heard by the people he's speaking to, or whoever can hear him, and so they're getting firm underwriting for the message that's coming forwards. Interesting.
That's right. This is why I don't know why this freaked me out so much. It just really did. I was really shaken doing these reversals. I was up till 4 a.m. last night doing this, or this morning. All right, so here's the next one.
I now see it's the will of sovereign being that this happened to us.
It's the will of sovereign being that this happened to us. And he says, go with divine.
Go with thee, thine.
Go with thee, thine. Go with thee,
thine. So you've got sovereign being forward,
yep,
and divine or divinity, or the God image in the subconscious, in the reverse, right, that everyone hears. We all hear reversals whether we want to or not. The subconscious recognizes that backward speech, no problem. And this is very interesting. He's more congruent than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing that I got out of when I was doing it. That's the thing that he really believes this stuff, okay? And listen to this one.
So we lay down our lives to protest in what's being done. The criminality of people, the cruelty of people. Who walked out of here today?
And here he says, I'll be divine.
Or he's mine.
It's odd how he says divine. And both times he said it divine. Divine. Yeah.
It's just a freaky reversal.
Yeah, something's going on here. It's too weird. He was something's going on. Did they adopt that black child just to gain cachet and entree into the black community? Was that part of the setup? Seems rather convenient, doesn't it?
And let's this one. This one is, I think this one's a pretty clear reversal, this one. Here's the forwards.
Yeah, to be honest, and you stayed, and if you wanted to run, you'd have run with them, because anybody could have run today, they would want to.
Okay, if you had to be honest. And right where it says, if you had to be honest, he says, we give the lie today. So, my conclusion of that one is, doesn't matter how delusional you are, you can't beat reverse speech. It will get you eventually. And this is the truth coming out. It's all a big lie. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
We give, and it's a clear reversal too. Okay.
We
give the lie today. And what is a lie? The lie is, I'll be divine. Go with divine. And listen to this one. This will freak you out. Now, there's a voice superimposed forwards on this. One of the followers in the background. I'm trying to remember what he says now. Let me see. I know Jeff is listening. It's something about it's in the army. This is a guy who's seeing something in the background. You hear the voice in the background.
Stay peace.
No, I can't hear what it's saying. Let me do it again.
Stay peace.
So somebody said, everybody hold it, and he was saying cautioningly, take heed. In other words, pay attention. What is this? Who is saying hold it, everybody?
Well, okay, so it's not a reversal. It's a forward voice in the background says, serve you scared, it's the army.
Everybody hold it.
Stay peace.
I can't hear it. It's the army. I heard it this morning when Jeff pointed out.
Who is saying hold it?
That is Jim Jones, I think. Let's play it again.
No, that's not his voice.
No, that's not Jim Jones. No, that's someone in the background.
Play it again, David. Hold on. That came as a surprise, I think, to Jim Jones. That's why he's saying, take heed.
It's in reverse. This voice in reverse, it forwards.
Everybody,
backwards, he said. Okay, all right. This is going to take a little bit to explain. Okay, we got two reversals happening at once, okay? The first is on Jim Jones, and he says, he chants. He says, death, you death, gets ass. And then there's another voice that says in the background, backwards, serve you scared, it's the army. Okay, so you have to listen for two.
All right, hold on. Serve you scared, it's the army. Is that the person who is saying?
Hold it. Yes, it is.
Yes, that is.
All right, well, yes. That would suggest that person is involved with the army or, quote, military or government.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
In other words, his reverse is giving him up as being part and parcel of something that's not just a typical member of Jonestown.
Yes.
And so that would suggest that there's something else involved here. Whoever that guy is, listen to the way he issues that command. How do you don't talk to Jim Jones like that unless there's something extraordinary going on.
Okay, so here's the forwards again. Forwards one more time.
Stay peace.
Okay, so Jim Jones is chanting, death, you death. And the guy is saying backwards, serve you scared, it's the army. So here we go.
Yes.
There it is. Could you hear both of them there?
Yeah. Yeah, let's play it again, yeah.
Wow, that certainly serves you scared, it's the army. That's wow, and Jim Jones is chanting backwards, death.
And in forwards, he's saying, take heed.
Right.
But in take heed, in other words,
to death.
Yeah.
To take heed to death. This is what I want you
to do.
All right,
well, that suggests government involvement to me. Suggests it. Yeah. Doesn't prove anything, just suggests it.
All right, okay. All right, here we have the next one.
Take Dwyer on down to the East House.
Everybody be quiet, please.
And here he says, I see heaven.
I see heaven.
See? You know, I mean,
play,
that's
play the
about...
forwards, David, would you? Please, again.
Yep, sure. Here's the forwards.
Take Dwyer on down to the East House.
Everybody be quiet, please.
Something takes someone down to the East House, whatever that means.
Right. You know. And
I see heaven. See, there it is. He's congruent. Okay. He's going to be divine. And, oh, well, listen to this one. This one sums it all up. Listen to this one. Here we go.
If these people land out here, they'll torture some of our children here. They'll torture our people. They'll torture our seniors. We cannot have this.
I was telling him, forwards, you know, the Congress just been murdered. They're going to come and they're going to kill us all. They're going to torture us. We can't have this. We're going to die our own way. Take the Kool-Aid. That's the essence of the whole conversation. And backwards, he says, seeing if you're God, try to be by God. Here we go. And again. Wow.
Give me that again, David. What did he say in reverse, please?
Okay. Seeing if you're God, try to be by God. All the syllables are there. Seeing if you're God, try to be by God.
Seeing if you're God, try to be by God.
Seeing if you're God, try to be by God.
And again.
Seeing if you're God, try to be by God.
Wait, what did you? What did you get in reverse again?
You're not hearing it. Okay.
Not yet.
All right. No, okay. Seeing if you're God. That's the first half.
All right. Let me just focus on that. Let's just play that. Let's seeing if you're God. All right. Let's just hear that.
Seeing if you're God.
Okay. And again.
Seeing if you're God.
No, it's not. No, it's not saying seeing if you're God. It's not there. I don't hear it.
Okay. All right. All
so
right.
Play it again. No, play it.
I think I might be being wrong. And see if
no, it's not being wrong. No, one's wrong. It's just I just don't hear it. I'm not hearing. Okay. I'm hearing too many consonants.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll play it again.
Seeing if you're God.
Okay. And then the second half is try to be by God.
To be by God.
Oh, I left the try off. Sorry.
Try to be by God. Try to be by God.
And again.
Try to be by God. Try to be by God.
Do you hear that? Try to be
yes.
by God?
Yes. I got that. I don't get the first. But I got mm-hmm. I got that one, yeah. Yeah, that
okay.
works.
Here's at the slow speed.
Try to be by God. Try to be by God.
Look, once again, he's congruent. He's sending them all to heaven. You know, he's this divine leader that's led his followers on a walk.
Right.
And he's
bestowing
insanity.
His blessing upon them.
Sorry?
He's bestowing his blessing upon his followers, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, this is just virtually almost at the same time as the murders were going on at the airport, or shortly thereafter, right?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
This is funny you should say that, because this is the very next reversal. Yes, the forwards.
The congressman's dead. The congressman's aide's dead. Many of our traitors are dead. They're all laying out there dead.
And here he says, many lie dead.
Many lie dead.
Many lie dead.
Oh, my. That's extremely impressive for reverse speech. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
He just... He couldn't be more congruent. He might as well have said the same thing backwards.
Yeah, clear as day. Clear as
day. Wow, let's hear that again. I mean, it's almost, the reverse is almost spoken as if he were speaking forward.
Forwards.
I mean, it's that clear. It's no sing-songy glitching in there.
No, it's a very clear reversal.
That guy was mentally, completely, totally absorbed in his mission, in his role, in whatever it was he was doing. And the question is, was he an MK Ultra subject who was turned loose to do this, to see how much influence somebody who was mind controlled and programmed could, in fact, exert over a mass of people? And when you have the congruency working both ways for you, you got to be pretty. That's pretty impressive. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm surprised more people didn't try and get away. But no, not with that.
No, well, that's the thing I got most out of doing the reversal. This guy was congruent. That's where his power lied.
Exactly. If he were conning people and he was incongruent, it wouldn't have worked. Not nearly as well, at least, huh?
That's right. Exactly right. Exactly. We saw the same thing with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump, very congruent before the election. Hillary Clinton, incongruent. Who's in the White House? Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, what do we got now? No congruency left. Gone. I mean, it's we're being sold out and betrayed at a breakneck pace. He's giving away DACA. TPS, it's over a million more Democrat votes right there just to get his wall. He's not getting his wall. He's not going to get the money. And even if he does get the $5.7 billion, David, you know how much wall it'll build? That's a 2,000-mile border. Do you know how much wall that'll build?
Not 2,000 miles, no.
215 miles of 215 miles of fence.
Oh, my.
It's a scam. The whole thing is a scam. Yes, there's a lot of wall built now. A lot of it's falling apart. Some has been rehabilitated. But to this moment, no new wall of any significance has been built. And they're talking about using those red steel vertical slats in the ground. You've seen that. There must be about a 5 or 6 inch space between them. And anybody could go up and pass packages of heroin, cocaine, any kind of drug, any illicit material, right through that fence. That fence isn't going to stop anything except people going through it, and they can sure as hell go over it if they're left alone. This is, it's all a scam. The military should be sent down there to take control of the border. $5.7 billion for 215 miles of fence? Come on! When you've got the military, no cost? We have over 300,000 troops, David, in over 150 countries scattered around the world. What are they doing? Bring 10% of them home. Control. You don't think you bring 10% home of 300,000? That's 30,000 troops with all the high-tech weaponry we have to surveil. A lizard wouldn't get across that boundary. And they could... 215 miles, 30,000 troops. How many miles do you think 30,000 troops might be able to secure? A hell of a lot more than 215. So this is all being... I wish we could get the reversals regularly on this. It's just, it's a lot of time and energy. All right, hold on a minute. We're going to come back. And anything you want to say before we run off, David, real quick?
Oh, no. We've got a great little surprise for you.
All right. Okay, stand by. We will be right back with more. Christian Cadieu and David John Oates, we have about 10 minutes, David, to wrap this up. Think we can do it?
Oh, yeah, we can do it in 10 minutes. I'm going to go straight to the coup de grace. Okay, so we're right at the very end of the tape. This is just before the tape ends, okay? It's gone completely silent, so mm-hmm. you can't hear anything except the music in the background. So.
Now, are you saying that these people have been drinking the Kool-Aid all during what we've been hearing?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've been gradually dying off one by one.
And he's just sitting up there on the throne conducting this conversation. And then that guy steps up who may be army or military. Doesn't that strike you as really strange?
It is, really.
You know, this theory about the MKUltra, I've never once even... It never crossed my mind.
Now, this was a military cleanup of an MKUltra mass experiment. They wanted no survivors, none.
Wow.
You think about it.
Anyway.
The Kool-Aid is not going to necessarily have a 100% kill rate. We don't know. Maybe somebody would have faked it. There were no survivors. Not that I know of. Maybe one or two ran off. I don't know. But whoever that guy was... stood up and said that while people were drinking Kool-Aid and dying all around him? That doesn't make sense. That guy didn't sound like an African-American either. He sounded like military.
Yeah,
you might want to play that again, David, because I think that's really key. Just the forward.
Okay, so here's the forward.
Everybody hold it.
Saving speech.
Everybody hold it.
Everybody hold it.
Stay peace.
Now that's weird. Weird. All right, go ahead. Thanks.
All right. Okay, so right at the very end of the tape, just before it cuts off, it's deathly silence, okay? And there's a strange noise in the background. And it sounds like it's something backwards slowed down. Okay, so listen to this. that very faint voice?
Absolutely.
In the background?
Yep. It sounds exactly like reverse speech slowed way down.
That's what it sounds like. I'll play it again for those who missed it. Okay, now this is going to freak everyone right out. Be here to have your hair stand on. It's a long message. And backwards, okay, so I heard it backwards, so I go and play it backwards. And it says, here's the door and Mr. Jones, welcome. It's remarkably clear. Here's the door and Jim Jones. Here's the door and Mr. Jim Jones, welcome. It's clear on the slower speed.
Oh, I don't believe it.
You hear that, Jeff?
Yeah, the first version was a little more clear, I think. First speed. Did you change speeds on that second one?
Yeah, I did.
Go back to the first speed, will you, please?
Here's the door.
The first one was a lot cleaner. But what about the forward?
I couldn't get anything out of the floor.
Okay.
It's back.
Okay.
So here's it again. Here's the door and Mr. Jim Jones, welcome.
Yeah, it's there. I'm not real 100% on the welcome, but everything else is there. Now that's reverse. That is the reverse of the gibberish kind of deep noise you hear, barely audible. That's the reverse of that. Now, how does that work? Where did that voice come from?
I personally think it's a genuine EVP.
Yeah, I'm with Dave. This is a paranormal investigator.
He's being welcomed into the doors of hell. There you go. Yeah. That's what I reckon. Personally.
In other words, a satanic being showed up, and the forwards speech of that satanic being is inaudible. We can't understand it. We can't hear it. Reverse speech. Wow.
So this now opens up. This now opens up the floodgates and the doors to paranormal EVP. Any type of paranormal investigators out there, myself, I have my own paranormal company on the side for stuff that I do. But apart from that, this is just, Jeff, this is far out. This is like something I've never, these tapes, this comes straight from the FBI. It's their recording. It's what they recovered from the massacre. And that gibberish, which was reversed into what we just heard. If that's not spooky and...
I agree.
Spooky.
Just for those of you who don't know, EVP stands for Electronic Voice Phenomena, and the idea is if you have a tape recorder or a digital recorder, and you just turn it on and leave it in your house, or you take it to a cemetery, or you take it anywhere that's quiet, sooner or later you're going to hear voices. Usually they're in English. Usually they're clear. I've done dozens of programs with hundreds of examples of EVP. It's real. It's a phenomenon. And it's usually considered to be the electronic manifestation of the speech of someone who is dead.
Yeah.
Whatever dead means. And that is bizarre. That suggests that there may have been spiritual entities at that mass death. And that spiritual entity was articulating, talking. Why? I don't know. But think about all the recordings we've just heard. People by the hundreds were drinking their way to death, and no one was crying, sobbing, complaining. Jim Jones apparently drank and checked out there too. We don't know what really happened. We don't know how close, or do we, to the end of that tape, the guy says, wait a minute, or whatever he said. How close to the end of the tape was that?
Very close. It's
military. Military. Could be military. Could have been military. Wait a minute. Maybe Jones was going to drink up and they didn't want him to. Maybe he needed to be a lab rat for a little while longer. I don't know. But that voice of that person didn't sound like anybody brainwashed into drinking his way out of here.
No.
Did it?
Yep. Anyway, there you go. Nice.
Well, that babies. EVP, David, that's a first. And, there were some wonderful people who did a lot of EVP, Dave and Sharon Esther. And they both sadly have passed on. And, they're where we're all going. And so many examples, and there are other people. And some of you others out there who used to do EVP research may still be involved in it. And if you are, contact me. I would love to do more programs on it. It's an absolutely fascinating phenomena. So well done, gentlemen. Just amazing. You got it. Wow.
All right, Jeff. Yep. Thanks for having us on again.
Oh, once a month. Once a month. Christian, thank you. Superb explanations. Yeah, as always. And we'll talk to you both soon.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Good night. All right.
Good night.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do is trying to file that away. That was pretty wild stuff. 909 dead. Jonestown. And all going on during the recording you were listening to. Something else.